Hi, everybody. My name is Patricia Davis, and my company, Davis Financial Services, provides financial literacy training and counseling nationwide to both youths and adults. We do lots of training seminars, and I thought I'd give you a chance to listen to a portion of one. This webinar is entitled Money Management Mistakes to Avoid. In it, I want to share with you, at no cost, a few money secrets. Hopefully, this information will help you understand some of the rules of the money game and will entice you to come back for more. Let me give you a sample of six of the secrets I want to talk about in the Fuller program. The first is take responsibility for and control of your own financial life. To do that, first you've got to understand your own financial value system as well as that of any partner you may have before you get in too deep. Ask yourself, what does money mean to you? What do you want it to do for you? If you have a partner or are thinking about partnering with somebody, does it mean the same thing to both of you? Do you value money similarly? Do you have the same kinds of goals? Realize that money may mean different things to different people, but you can coexist if you're open and honest about your money values and your money experiences. But you must take financial responsibility and responsibility for what happens in your own financial world. Number two, I know you've heard it a million times, but here it is one more time, and you don't have to shudder every time you hear it. It's what people call the awful B word. No, I don't mean anything foul, but what I am talking about is the word budget. The mistake is not having one. A budget is not just a listing of what comes in and what goes out in a given month. That's just a listing of your income and expenses. What I'm talking about is a 6 to 12 month spending plan that at the end of the day lists every dollar you expect to come in and every expense you expect to have during the time period covered by your plan. Then you run the numbers and make certain your outgo does not exceed your income. If it does, then guess what? Your upkeep will be your downfall. Yes, it's hard work and it may take time to get it right, but I assure you, it's well worth it. If you stick to your plan, it will put you on the glide path to financial freedom. Number three, if you've seen any of the judge shows, then you know this one. Never, ever co-sign your good credit away. If the bank won't trust your friend, family member, or neighbor, then why would you? They have a whole lot more money than you do, and you shouldn't do it either. Number four, begin working on creating an emergency fund of 6 to 8 months of expenses. I know this sounds like a lot and may take a while, but in these days of employment insecurity, sequestrations, plant closures, and government and business shutdowns, who knows when you may suddenly find yourself without a job or without income. Emergency means just that. Death of a breadwinner, serious illness, loss of income, not the Tom Joyner morning cruise. Number five, I beg you to think twice or maybe even three times before you add anybody's name to your house or bank account. Why? For several reasons. One, once you add it, you cannot get their name off without their permission. Another reason, in the event they get sued, your house or bank account becomes one of their assets in the suit. Another reason, if your co-owner wants to sell the property or even drain your bank account, they can, and you cannot go to the police and report any kind of theft. If you're over 62 and want to qualify for a reverse mortgage, you will be ineligible if the youngest title holder is under 62, unless you retitle the house in your name only. Granny, when JD Boy comes and tells you he owes the man, so we have to sell our house, the law is on his side, and you will have to either sell the house so he can get his money or buy him out. He may never have lived there or paid a dime of the mortgage, but his name is on the deed. So you've made it partly his house, which he has a right to sell. So if you're thinking about doing this, please seek both financial and legal counsel before you do. The final tip I will give you is that you get a copy of my book, Mimi, Money, and Me, 101 Realities About Money. Daddy Never Taught Me, But Mama Always Knew. It's an easy read, easy to understand, witty primer on the rules of the money game, and is available on Amazon and the iBook store and on my website, www.yourmoneywiz.com, or by contacting me, Patricia Davis, at patricia@davisfinancialservices.com. Telephone number, 240-245-7650. I hope you got a lot out of these tips and look forward to seeing you soon at one of our other webinars or the fuller webinar on money management mistakes to avoid. Stay tuned.